Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you were looking at the Titanic window. What on earth is this?
Yeah, that's not a huge window that I'm talking about, the size of a ship. Mm. This is an actual commemorative window. And this one is in St. Helens Roman Catholic Church, which is just off of Ongar High Street.
You're saying it's a commemorative window. So how... How did it come to be here, commemorating, presumably, the Titanic?
Well, the connection is that one of the past clergymen of St. Helens Roman Catholic Church was Father Biles. Mm-hmm. And Father Biles was on his way to America to attend the wedding of his younger brother. Brother had emigrated some years before to America. And Father Biles was going there not only to attend his brother's wedding, but to officiate at his brother's wedding. And the ship that he travelled on was the Titanic. And sadly, his body was never recovered. We know that he went down with the ship. His body was never found. But reports from others who were lucky enough to be survivors of the sinking of the Titanic commended Father Biles for his work as the ship was sinking. He was actually giving absolution to people who were trapped on the ship and comforting people at the time. And he's certainly commemorated by this window. The parishioners afterwards all clubbed together and contributed to have this memorial put in Father Biles' church. And he's certainly gone down in history as one of the heroes of the Titanic. Although, sadly, as I mentioned earlier, his body was never recovered.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at a Colchester connection with a lady called Iona Opie.
Good old name. I've never heard one like that before. Mm. Right, Iona?
Iona Opie.
Opie, right.
Thanks, Scott.